Hey guys, Dr. Huntington here. So today let's look at some basics of the ketogenic diet. You know how it works and some of the key benefits. Now, the basic goal with a ketogenic diet is to eat your macronutrients, you know, that's your fats, your protein, your carbohydrates, in a ratio that allows your body to go into a state called nutritional ketosis. And the simple way to think of that is this. You know, your body is in ketosis when it's burning fat for energy instead of sugar. Now, in order to achieve ketosis, you need to eat your macronutrients in approximately the following ratio: 70% fats, 20% protein, and 10% carbohydrates. You know, and that's measured by calories, not portion size, because, you know, something like a piece of salmon, you know, which is going to be mainly fat and protein, right, is much more dense than, let's say, leafy greens. So you have to take that into consideration. All right, if you compare that ratio for ketosis to the typical American diet, it looks pretty different, right? So most Americans eat a ratio that looks about like this: 35% fats, 15% protein, and 50% carbs. You know, not to mention a lot of those fats in the typical diet are, they're harmful fats, not the healthy ones. You know, so as you can see, the key here is a drastic reduction in carbs. So that's going to, you know, that's going to require eliminating the grains, starchy vegetables such as potato, and eliminating just about every source of sugar that you can identify in your diet. You know, so in terms of fruit, you know, that leaves you with the low glycemic ones, you know, such as, you know, maybe a handful of berries. An avocado, of course, is a great fruit. And it is possible to have a very limited amount of some other fruits, like occasionally. You know, but since they're higher in sugar, you know, too much of them will tend to push you out of ketosis and back into sugar burning. Now, the rest of your diet is going to consist of healthy fats, and lots of them, you know, a moderate amount of protein, you know, and a lot of non-starchy vegetables. Okay, so here's how a ketogenic diet works. You know, you basically restrict your carbohydrate intake, you know, to less than 50 grams per day, and ideally, you know, between 20 and 30 grams. You know, refined carbohydrates particularly break down quickly into sugar once they've been eaten, right? And so when you eat a high carbohydrate diet, you know, your body's main source of energy is glucose. You know, glucose is your body's sugar, right? But when you get your carbohydrate intake down below 50 grams per day, what happens is your body burns off the stored glucose over a period of about a day. You know, and then that is the sugar that your body was like keeping around for immediate use. And what happens next is your body taps into the next level of sugar storage, which is called glycogen. You know, and this glycogen is stored mainly in your muscles and your liver. And it's like your short-term sugar storage, right? So think of it that way. And it'll take you about 2 or 3 days more, right, to burn off all of the glycogen. Now, once the glycogen is gone, your body will begin burning fat for energy. And this is the state called ketosis. You know, now, when this fat breakdown occurs, you know, it produces compounds in the liver called ketone bodies, or you can just call them ketones for short. And these ketones are not only like a sign of fat being broken down, you know, which is obviously what most people are going for if they want to lose weight, but the ketones are also like a superfood for your cells. In other words, the ketones are used by your cells for fuel instead of the sugar. And burning ketones is a much more efficient fuel for your body. You can consider ketones like a clean fuel source and sugar like a dirty fuel. Now, a ketogenic diet supports, you know, many of the long-term health goals most people want to achieve. You know, things like weight loss, increased energy, like sharp brain function, you know, and a lower risk for disease. Now, the weight loss, of course, comes directly from the breakdown of fats, right? That's part of the process. And if you add moderate exercise, you know, your results will tend to accelerate. You know, because the exercise helps you to increase your body's production of growth hormone, you know, which will help you burn, you know, more fat and build muscle. Now, when you rely on carbohydrates for energy, you'll tend to experience a roller coaster of energy highs and then lows throughout the day. That's the typical crash that people talk about. You know, they eat, they feel better, more energetic, then they haven't eaten in a while, then they crash, right? On the other hand, when you're burning ketones, the ketones keep your energy levels high and steady without the crashes. And the ketones also feed your brain and, you know, support its overall function. One way they do this is by stimulating the synthesis of new pathways and networks for nerve cells. You know, and in simple terms, that's basically making you smarter, right, and better able to think and solve problems. Now, a keto diet also supports cardiovascular health. You know, and keep in mind, eating a diet rich in healthy fat is not bad for your heart and doesn't clog your arteries, despite other thoughts on the idea that you may have heard. In fact, ketones are anti-inflammatory. You know, when you compare that to eating a high-carb diet, you know, which is inflammatory. And yes, you know, it's the sugar from the high-carb diet that leads to heart disease. So you're avoiding that with a keto diet. Now, another benefit of keto is that it lowers blood sugar levels and reduces your body's demand for insulin. You know, and since reducing carbohydrates and sugar and weight are at the root of diabetes management, this type of diet has shown like enormous success for controlling these factors and even eliminating the need for blood sugar medication on occasions. All right, so that's just the tip of the iceberg on the benefits of the ketogenic diet. So I'll cover more in upcoming videos. All right, I'll see you then.